Today is Daf Pei Dalid. We're on Pei Dalid, third line of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, we're talking about the meat, the eating of the Karban Pesach. Kol hanechal b'shar ha-gadol, anything that you can eat in a full-grown ox, yochal b'gdi harach, you can eat in a soft goat. Lav dafka goat, it can even be a sheep. Says Rashi, yochal b'gdi harach, ro'oi la'achila b'pesach, ben shmoni yamim. If it's right, if you eat it when it's an adult, it's right to eat even though it's 8 days old. Aval ma she'ei nechal b'shar gadol, what's not eaten in a large shor, ein nimnin alav b'pesach. You can't eat that for the Karban Pesach. It's not edible. Afal pi, even though she'achshav rachu, I'm reading Rashi. Even though now it's rach, now it's soft and edible, asid lahakshav b'sofo. It's going to end up getting hard. Since it will get hard, it's not edible now. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Viroshi kinafayim. What is that? How do they change that? The shoulders?
Shoulder blades.
V'hach sichsuchin. What is that?
Cartilage.
Okay. What does that mean? And the shoulder blades and the cartilage. What does that mean? It says the Omar Rabba Rami. 1 second. The whole Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Tonight it starts off by saying, Kol hanechal b'shar ha-gadol. Whatever can be eaten with a large animal, yochal b'gdi harach, can be eaten with a soft animal. V'she'eino nechal lo, and if not, not, right? And if not, not. If you're not going to eat it with a large animal, you can't eat it now. Eima seifa, look at the seifa. What does the seifa say? Roshe kinafaya v'sachzuchim, but you can eat the shoulder blades and the sachzuchim. V'ha hani lo masachli b'shar gadol, but those aren't eaten in a shar gadol. So the whole Mishnah contradicts itself. It says the Gemara Ela Tanoihi. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. This Mishnah has two people in it. Vachi Ketoni. This is how the Mishnah should read. Kol Nechal B'Shar Gadol. Anything that you can eat when it's large. Yochal B'Gedi Harach. You can eat it soft. B'She'eino Nechal Lo. But if it's not eaten large, you can't eat it now. V'Yesh Omrim. Others argue. No. Af Roshei Kinafayim Fasach Suchim. Even the shoulder blades and the sichsuchim, which what? Even though they're not eaten large, you can't eat them in a large animal, they're not edible, but now that in a small animal they are edible, it's okay. Says the Melech HaShlomo, this is the only Mishnah in Shas that has two opinions and no names. No names. Look what he writes. He writes, Eino Zocher Makom Nosef B'Shas. Can't think of another place in Shas. Shaha Gemara Omeres Tanoihi. The Gemara says it's a Machlokes Tanoim. Veino Maskira Lo Sheimus Shel Tanoim. There's no Mas names. Velo Brisa Kol Shehi Shenach Lukuba. They're not arguing about anything else. Funny, very funny. Right? Interesting. That's Rabba's answer. The Rabba says it's two different people. Rabba says no. The Mishnah is explaining itself. How does that make sense? Rava Omar, Mahein Katani. The Seifa is explaining the Risha. Vahachi Katani. Kal Necha B'Shah Gadol. If you can eat a large animal, if you can eat it in a large animal, B'Shlaka, when it's cooked, Yochal B'Gedi Harach, you can eat it in a soft animal, B'Tzili, when it's roasted. Mahein, what is that? Oh, I'll tell you what that is. Rosh HaKinavaya V'Atzach Zuchim. It's that. It's the shoulder blades and the cartilage. Tani kavase de Rava. We have a brayse that supports Rava. It says, "Kol nechal b'shar gadol b'shlaka, anything eaten with a large animal, cooked, yochal b'gdi harach b'tzelo. You can eat it with a soft when it's roasted. Mahein rosh kinafayim. What is that? Rosh kinafayim pasach suchim. Rosh kinafayim and the sach suchim. And by the way, v'gidin harachin." Gidin harachin, soft gidin, nidon and kibasar. It's counted like basar. Itmar, we learned. Gidin, we said that yesterday, what they are, sinews. Shesofon lahakshos. What if right now they're edible, but they won't be edible later? When the animal matures, the gidin are not edible. So what's the story? But they're edible now. So, very obscure machlokas. Like, Tosfos says, the machlokes is, how do you view the meat that will get unedible? Right now it's edible. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Nimnin Aleihem B'Pesach, it's good. Right now it's edible. Rabbi Bish Lakish Amar, Ein Nimnin Aleihem B'Pesach, it's not good. You can't eat, even though it's edible today, but when it matures, it won't be edible? Not good. Rabbi Yochanan Aleihem, Rabbi Yochanan says it's good. Why is it good? Basar Hashta Azlinan. We go Basar Hashta. Right now it's good. That makes more sense, no? Rish Lakish Amar, not for me to say that Rish Lakish doesn't make sense. Rish Lakish Amar, Ein Nimnin Aleihem Bat, Ein Nimnin, you can't include the meat. Basar Besof Azlinan. We go after the Sof. Why should we do that? Why should we do that? Not 1,000% sure why we should do that. So Rish Lakish says.
The connotation is a one-year-old animal. It's always been.
No. But when it becomes 5 years old.
When I care about 5 years old?
That's what Rish Lakish says.
So then no meat.
What do you mean? The steak doesn't matter how old the animal is. Steak is steak. We're talking about certain parts that as the animal matures, it becomes hard.
Even though it's only a month old.
Eitzer, Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that we go Basar Hashta, we go right now? Kol Nechal B'Shar Gadi Yochanan B'Diarach. Umahein, what is that? Rosh Hashanah V'Avatach Zuchim. Hani in. That's fine. Avol Gidin Shet Sofon L'Hakshos Lo. But the Gidin that will eventually become hard are not included, like I hold. Cash on you. Amalei, Tani Hani, even who had in Lahanach. No, the Mishnah just mentioned the shoulder blade, and who had in everything else. So I'm still right. Hani, my timer. Why are these right? Why is this true? Thomas Achli, Bashar Gadol, Bishlaka. Because if you cook it, it'll be edible. Hanach, Nami, Miss Achli, Bashar Gadol, Bishlaka. If you cook it, it will be edible. That's why, Professor Yochanan, I agree with you. Later on, it's not going to be edible. You know why it's edible? But later on, if you cook it, it will be edible. So therefore, it's edible now. Mati, take a look at this. Aviva said she can order it for you. You can't order it yourself because you have to have an account, but she can order it for you. You'll talk to her about it. Amalei.
Stop, Gemara.
Amalei, Rabbi Yirmiel of Oven. Rabbi Yirmiel says to Rabbi Oven, Ki azlas kamei devavo. When you go to Rabbi Avo, Rami lay ask him, Mi am Rabbi Yochanan gidin shesofon lahakshos nimnin aleim bepesach. Is that true that Rabbi Yochanan holds that gidin that will harden later in the future, you can eat them now for the carbon pesach? Does he hold that? Alma basar hashta azlinan. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yochanan cares about right now. But he doesn't hold like that. V'ha, boi minei Rish Lakish mei Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan the following question. Where am I? Or harosh shel egel harach. The top of the head of an egel that's soft, which by the way is royal achila, mao she yitame. Can it become tame? Right now, it's food. At some point, it's not going to be edible. So what's the story? Can there be tumas ochlin on this right now? Right now, it's edible. In another few months, it won't be edible. And va'amar lo, and Rabbi Yochanan said, ain matame. It's not tame tumas ochlin. Why not? Because I'm viewing it as what it will be in the future. Right? Alma basar sofas linan. So what do you see? The Rabbi Yochanan follows the Sof. Amalei. So Rabbi Avo answers back. Whoever's in charge of this place doesn't worry about the wheat, the kemach, the flour. In other words, what are you talking about? You're totally off base. Why? The Hahadar Bey. Because Rabbi Yochanan took it back. He retracted. He retracted. Later over there, right, when Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish that the head of the Rosh is not makabel tumas ochlin, why? Because it's going to end up becoming hard, and it's going to end up becoming not a food. So therefore, even now it's not tumas ochlin. right? He took it back. The Amar lay, and he said, Al takni teini, don't ask me questions. Shebalashin yachid ani shone osa. That was a lashin yachid. In other words, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is, I followed a minority opinion, but the truth is that Rabbi Yochanan holds that gidin that will become hard are not counted. He agrees with Rish Lakish. We said that we didn't understand that reasoning. Why is that true? Right now it's edible. In 3 years it's going to be not edible. Who cares? They both agree that Yochanan agrees to that. He retracted what he said. Why did he retract? So the truth is that Tosfos says, even though it's edible now, it's not like the choicest meat, because it's going to become bad. So you shouldn't use that for Karban Pesach. He agrees with Rish Lakish, right? And the same story about the Egel. It doesn't become Tame because I call by the Soph. So what he said over here, he took back.
You don't
come in the Soph. You do. We're going to retract it.
It doesn't come in your right hand.
Right, he retracted.
Right.
So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. I said like a das yachid. I said al taktateni shaloshin yachid. I said some das yachid shita, and from that I had a whole sheet. I took it back. I agree with you, Rish Lakish. It will go by the soap. Therefore, it's not a kasha at all because I'm not contradicting myself. Okay, next mishnah. The next mishnah is about breaking bones. Right, breaking bones. Is there the Torah? You're not allowed to break the bones of a Karban Pesach. It sounds like such a simple issur. This is going to get so complicated that your head's going to spin. Okay? Ready for this? What could be the hack on breaking bones? Here, surprise. Very simple mishnah. Hashover etzem bepesach hatahar. If you break the bones of a Karban Pesach, it's tahar, meaning it's edible. Hareze lo karbayim. You get malchus. Don't tell me that the assay of eating the Karban Pesach is doche, the lowest assay of breaking bone. That's a silly thing. That did never be an issue, right? Abel Hamosir Batar. But the leftovers of the Karban Pesach, can you break those bones? Or Hashover Batame, or if it's a Tame Karban Pesach, Eno Loka Es Harboyim. You don't get Malchus. Okay? Simple Mishnah. Here we go. Now, Bishloma Moser B'tahar. I understand why if it's Noser, I'm allowed to break the bones. Why? Titanya Losa Siru Menuad Boker. Va Noser Menuad Boker. What? Right. Baha Kosav Litein Asay Acher Losa Asay. The Torah has an Asay following the Losa Asay. Lomer she'ein loke divrei Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, if you violate the Aveira, you have a way out. What's the way out? Burn it. That's called a lav shenitik lase. How come a lav shenitik lase doesn't get Malchus? Why not? So Rashi, the last Rashi of the page, says something. I thought this was staggering when I read it. He says, listen to this Rashi. Kol lav, any lav, shenitek lase, that you can fix with an ase, right? Ein lokin alav. You don't get malchus. Why not? Dimashma zuhi takanaso. Because that is the takana. If you wear shatnez, what's the takana? You get malchus. If you break the bones of a Karban Pesach, I'm sorry, if you leave over the meat of a Karban Pesach, which you shouldn't have done. What's the tackle? You don't get Malchus. Go burn it. The Torah itself is telling you, this is the way I want you to do it. Im tabra halav, if you violate the lav, as the zos, do this, vihi natzel, and you'll be saved. It's a staggering Rashi. Right? Fascinating. Then Rashi says, but also, delo dami lav de chasima. It's not like Losachtham Shor Bedisho. That's the model for Malchus. Doesn't have an assay following that. So if it does have an assay following it, it's not like Lav Losachtham, you don't get Malchus. That's like a technical thing. Right? Sha Malchus Nismachlo. Malchus is learned out of Losachtham. Right? Because the halachas of Malchus are said right by Los Achsel. Okay? Very good. That's Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Lo man Hashem with it. That's not the reason you don't get Malchus. El mishum dahavi lilav she'em ha'maisa. It's a lav she'em ha'maisa. Vein lokal. I sat around and didn't let it happen. No, sir. It's a lav she'em ha'maisa. I don't get Malchus. What do you see from here? You see from here that there's no Malchus on a tahar. No, sir. Or breaking bones, because you have to burn it. Ella, that's fine. Ella shovri b'tomi menolot. How do you know you're allowed to break the bones of a tummy? Damar krav, etzel mosish rubo, bo b'kosher v'lo b'pasel. Only a kosher, not a pasel. Very good. Good? Next. Rebbe Omer, I'm sorry, Tana Rabbana. The etzel, this is hard now. No, it's not hard, but there are eight answers to the question. Ready? It says like this. The etzem losish rubo, Tanakama says, bo b'kosher, v'lo b'pasel. Only a kosher, not a pasel. Rebbe Omer?
What does that mean? Does that mean that if we're doing all in Tumah, you're allowed to break the bone?
So we're going to have eight variations of what it means. So you're asking a very good question. What does that mean? What if it... So here, listen to this. Rebbe Omer, slightly different. Rebbe says, it says, B'bayis echad yochal, the etzem lo sishkrubo, which means, kol haroi la'achila yesh bo mishum shvir satem. If it's roi to eat, you're not allowed to break the bones. Kol she'ein roi la'achila, ein bo shvir satem. But if it's not roi, that's different than kosher. If it's not roi, then there's no breaking bone. Namai benayhu. What's the difference between kosher and roi? They almost say it almost sounds like it's the same thing. Is there a difference? Eight differences. Ready? Number one, Omer of Yirmiyah. Pesach haba betumah. Let's say a Pesach is brought betumah. So ikki benayhu. That's the difference. Why? Leman de Omer kosher. According to the Tana Kama. Is that kosher? High puzzle. Look at top Rashi. She'asa bipsul, detumma dechuyehi betibur, ela shekan gzeres akasif lepocho. You're allowed to eat it. But the Gemara calls it a psul. But lamandam roi la'achila, hainami roi la'achilahu. It's roi la'achila. What? Fine, but it's roi la'achila. I wouldn't call it kosher. I call it Roy Lachila. That's the difference. Number two, Rav Yosef Amar. No. Ki hai gavna, that case, kulei alma ein bo mishum shvira etzem. Nobody holds Yechai for breaking the bones. Why not? The Rebbe, la kulei ka'asi. He was coming to be mekil. V'ha'ai pasulhu. But that animal's pasul. Why is it pasul? Because of tuma. Ella. So therefore, that can't be right. Ella, here's the difference. Haisalo shas ha-kosher. It was once upon a time kosher. And now v'nifsal. Now it got tummy. Ikki b'naihu. That's the difference. So leman de'oma kosher. According to Tana Kama, hai kosher hu. It was once kosher. Therefore, you're not allowed to break the bones. Uleman de'oma roi, according to Rebbe, roi la'achila, ha-hashti, la'av roi la'achila. It's not roi la'achila. Why is it not roi la'achila? Because it's a tummy. Three. Abaya Amar. No. In that case, Kuli Alma, Kiai Gavna, Ein Bo Mishum Shvira Etzem. Nobody holds the over breaking bones in that case. My time, why not? Hash Tamir, how puzzle. Right now, it's puzzle. I don't care that when you brought it, it was kosher, and then some dead person. I don't care about all that. Right now, it's puzzle. There's no Shvira Etzem. Ella, here's a question. Shvira Etzem mi bod yom ikabinayu. Can you break the bones Erev Pesach? I'm roasting it. I'm getting it ready. Can I break bones now? So, leman de'omar kosher, according to the Tana Kama, ha-kosher hu. Of course you cannot break the bones. Why? This is a kosher animal. I'm going to eat it tonight. I can't break the bones now. But leman de'omar roi la'achila, but according to Rebbe, hash de'lav bar rechilu. You're not allowed to eat it now. You're only going to eat it at night. I'm not allowed to eat it now. So you know what? According to Rebbe, you can break the bones. Erev Pesach. That's like a huge out. Right? Number four. I'm sorry. Kasha on that. Meshvei. 1 second. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says a new statement. Nimnin al hamolach shebarosh. You're allowed to include the molach, the marrow, right? Sorry. In the head. Nimnin al hamolach shebakulias. But you can't use the marrow in the hand, in the bones, in the jaw, in the paw, whatever. Not the paw. Thigh, right. Al moach shebarosh my time. Why are you allowed to use the moach of the rosh? Hollow, well, because v'yachol legoro lotil. Somehow you can get the marrow out without breaking any bones. What does goro mean? What? You can remove it. Somehow you can remove from the head. It's open. You can pull it out. Now for itzal k'daitach shiris etzim mi bod yom shaper tummy. But 1 second, Rebbe just said that during the day you can break any bone you want. So then kulius nami nitperei mi bod yom. So break that bone in the middle of the day. Why can't you take out that meat and use that meat? Why not?
Use that meat for what?
For Karban Pesach.
Just the meat?
Yeah, Rebbe holds that on Erev Pesach you're allowed to break the bones.
You know, it sounds so trivial. Yes, it does. I'm trying to get the marrow out. So I have one daughter who likes to eat the marrow, and 3 kids who don't like to eat the marrow.
So there you go. She'll have Karban Pesach.
But you know what? She didn't have a marrow. She really wouldn't mind that much. She likes it. But she's not crazy, you know.
It really does. This Gemara seems like they're
well, nuts,
trying to make it taste.
How much can you get out of the marrow or a bone or a smoked animal?
I told you, say this over at the Seder, see how it's received.
Yeah.
They'll be up to the Yaki cone before you know it.
I have 8 reasons that my daughter why you can't break the bone or face off.
The machlokes is in the Tanakhama and Rebbe. Anyway. It's amazing. I'm a lachabaya. It's amazing, no? But it's a good kasha. If Rebbe holds that you're allowed to break bones in Erev Pesach, then why did he say you can't use the bones of the thigh? Just break them in Erev Pesach. What's a big deal? So Amalach Abaya, fine, that's a good question. I don't have an answer. But Ul Tavech, but according to you, Mishachashech and Nami Naisi, even when after it gets dark, Naisi Gumrsa, what's a Gumrsa? Coal? Bring a coal, the Nitchot Olet, listen, cheap out. Vinichas alel, light up the bone. Vinikla, it'll become whatever, it'll dissolve. Vinakfil amoach didei. Vinim no alel. You're not breaking the bone. You're just softening it to get the marrow out. Tanya, achal asorif atzamos v'amachatech begidim. If you burn the bones or you cut tendons, ein bo mishum shviras atzam. That's not a problem. So then I have a different out. Elamai itzachol lemeimar. Abai Amar Mishum Paka. Abai is afraid. Now we can't allow that. What's Paka? Rashi says Shema Machmas Hagacheles. It's up there because of the Gacheles. Yipaka B'Mokomacher. Some other bone is going to crack. The Einzu Sreifa El Shvira. That's going to be considered a Shvira.
What, by heating it because the bone will break?
Correct. No, they're breaking bones.
The domino effect.
Rava Amar Mishum. Exactly.
It's a domino effect.
Yeah.
If you need a bone.
We're going to need a bone. So this bone's getting soft. So the other one's going to break.
He's next to
this one's getting soft. That one's going to break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Where's the logic in
that? Why?
Where's the logic?
Rava Omar.
I'll explain it.
Mishum hefsid kachim to come after be a daim. Because you're destroying kachim. A little bit. So, Dilma, achil nura mimoach didei. Maybe the fire is going to take away some of the bone. Right? Which means, even though midoraisa, you're allowed to do this. Right? The Chacham assert it. Why'd they assert it? It's a gzera, it might lead to shvira to etzem. So mibod yom nami, gzera mibod yom atu micheshech hashecha. Same thing, we don't let you break bones on Erev Pesach, which according to Rebbe is mutter, because you might come to do it on at the Seder. So in other words, we had a question. Well, why can't you just break the bones Erev Pesach? Yeah, it's a gzera. You're right. It's a gzera. You're right. Answer number four. Rav Papa Amar, Kalki Haidavna Kuliyama Yeshua Shavirza Etzem. In this case, everybody would agree it's the Shavirza Etzem part. Why? My time of why? L'urta Mechzi L'Achila. Because at night it will be edible. Ela B'Avish Yatza Miksasa Kamiflagi. You know what we're talking about? In Aver, half the Aver stuck its foot outside Yerushalayim. So half that aver is now ineligible. So can I break that bone? You hear that? Man, the Amar kosher. According to the one who says the issue is kosher. How kosher who? This was a kosher animal. Everything was kosher. Man, the Amar roi l'achila, halav v'achilu. It's not roi l'achila. Right? Rashi says, a little up where we are, b'makom shvira ein roi l'achila. The place where you break it. Aval eva shiyatza kulo, d'hayinu hoithol shasa kosher v'nitzal, the kulia the emo sure says it. But if the whole bone went out, nobody has it. Nobody holds it's a problem. Everybody says you can break that bone. Why? According to everybody, it's not edible. Kitzat Tanya, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rechon Rabbi Broka Omer, Aver shiata miksaso v'shovro. If part of the aver went out and you broke it, ain't bo mishum sure says it. It's not a sure says some problem because Rabbi holds like that.
The animal stuck its foot out of
your shalai. No, it was already dead, so someone stuck it out. That's what happened. Don't worry, tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to say, the Mishnah says that the walls of Yerushalayim, the thickness of the wall is considered inside the city. In case you were wondering that, it's considered inside the city. Number five. Rav Sheshes Braid of Idi Omar. No. Kol ki haidavna, the kula yalma, ain bo mishum shvira etzem. Everybody would agree over here. There's no issue of shuras etzem, right? Why? The high aver hapasul. This aver is pasul. No shuras etzem at all. Ella shuras etzem bina itke binayu. The question is, it's shuras etzem with a carbon that's not fully cooked. Okay, are you chayy for that? Leman damer kosher. How kosher who? It's kosher. All you have to do is stick it back on the grill. That's all you have to do. However, mandam roi l'achila, hashta ain roi l'achila. It's not edible right now. It's just not edible. Number six. Rav Nachman Amar, what are you talking about? Rav Nachman Mitzchak Amar, what are you talking about? Kol ki agav neyesh bo mishum shvira etzem. Everybody would agree in that case, you over shvira etzem. Why? Even Rebbe. Why? My time of white. Of course it's going to be roi. Put it back on the fire. Put it back on the grill and let it cook. Ella, shviras ha'aliyah ikke b'nayim. Now the question is, can you break the bone of the tail? Leman d'amar kosher. Ha'kosher hu. It's a kosher animal. I don't care what you broke the tail. But leman d'amar roi l'achila, ha'ena roi l'achila. It's not roi l'achila. You don't eat the tail. And we had that back on Dav Gimel. The aliyah l'gavoa tzalto. The aliyah goes to Hashem. So there's no shvira etzem on that. It's a machlokas. Number seven. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Kol ki agav nevada eimo mishum shvira etzem. In that case, everybody would agree there's no shvira etzem problem. Why? Nevada eimo l'achila kala. It's not roi l'achila at all. Ela aver she'ein alav kizayis basar ikka b'nayu. It's an aver that doesn't have basar. That's the shayla. L'manda amar kosher. Ha'kosher hu. Lamanda Amar Roy Lachila, but you don't share Achila Veleka. It doesn't have a share Achila. If it doesn't have a share Achila, you're allowed to break the bones. Last one, number eight. Ravina Amar? What is, no. Kol ki agav no less famous from Shira's Etzim. In this case, nobody would hold this Shira's Etzim. Why? They be in on share Achila. You require a share Achila. Ela Aver She'ein Olav Kareis Basa B'mokom Zeh. What? Ela Aver She'ein Olav Kizayis Basa B'mokom Zeh. That's the issue. It's not a kezayis here or there. It's not a kezayis here. It's a kezayis somewhere else. Leman damar kosher hakosher. Leman damar roi la'achila. Be'inon shir roi la'achila. B'makom shvira. Has to be a shir right here where the break takes place. Bo'leka. And you don't have it. So there are eight nafkaminas between these two machlokas. Good? No? What?
Great.
Okay. Now, Tanya Ka'ara Benayu. We found a brisa that mentions four of these nafkaminas. Okay? The Tanya. Rebbe Omer. Babayas Echad Yochal. In the Etzim Losish Brubo. Al Hab Kosher Hu Chayiv. Ben Chayiv Al Apostle. Right? Hoysel Oshasa Kosher. If it was once kosher. Vinifsel Bashat Vinifsel. Bashat Achila. Ain bo mishum shirat etzem. You're not. It's not a shirat etzem problem. Who said that? Rabbi Yosef. Yesh bo shir achila. Yesh bo shirat etzem. Ain bo shir achila. Ain bo mishum shirat etzem. That's who? That's either Rav Ashi or Rava, depending on if you require the that spot to have meat or not. Number three. Haroi lemizbeach ein bo mishum shiras etem. That's Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. And b'shas achila yesh bo mishum shiras achila ein bo mishum shiras etem is Abaya. Haroi lemiz. No, I skipped a line. I said the same line twice. I'm sorry. B'shas achila yesh bo mishum shiras etem shabbos achila ein bo mishum shiras etem. That is Abaya. Okay, so now almost done. Now we're going to ask a question and we'll answer it tomorrow. Itmar, ever she'ain alav basar b'makom zeh, v'yesh alav basar b'makom acher. If there isn't a kezayis here, but there's a kezayis up there, Rabbi Yochanan Omar yesh bo mishum shiras etzem. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to break this bone. Rishur ben Lakish Omar ain bo mishum shiras etzem. There's no issue, and you're allowed it. Eitzer Rabbi Yochanan l'Rishur ben Lakish. One second. It says v'etzem lo sish berubo, echad etzem she'yesh alav kezayis basar, v'echad etzem she'ain alav kezayis basar. My ain't a love kizayis basar. What does that mean? Ain't a love kizayis basar klal. Then am I yesh bo mishum shiras etzem? Why you over shiras? There's no kizayis, no meat at all. El alav hachi kamar. Here's what it means. Etzem sheyesh love kizayis basar b'makom zeh. V'yechad sheyesh love kizayis basar b'makom zeh. V'yesh love kizayis b'makom acher. There's still a problem with shiras etzem, and it's a kasha on Rav Shimon ben Lakish. And we will answer the question tomorrow morning, in like 10 hours, in less than 10 hours, 6 hours from now, 7 hours from now. Okay, everyone have a Gemara, Ksima Tova, and a good Yahr.